We are getting ready to go for the Class 1 District 12 Girls Championship. And this should be a dandy. 20-4 Green City Lady Gophers are looking to do something that has already happened once in their illustrious history, and that is a three-peat in regards to district championships. They did that back in 1990 and 1992. Now they're looking to do it from 2017, I beg your pardon, to 2019. Meanwhile, the Brashear Lady Tigers, 18-4 on the year, trying to match 19 wins from 1 year ago, and this is a team that had 5 wins just 2 years ago, playing in their first district championship since 2007, and they're hoping to make themselves a nice run. The last time they won a district championship, that was back in 2004, and when they did that, they went on to take home the Class 1 state championship. They actually did it the year before, too. That's the lone 2 state championships for the Brashear Tigers and district championships. So if it's an omen of what we might see tonight, then if Brashear wins, will luck be on their side again? We'll find out. It should be a fun one between the Lady Gophers and the Lady Tigers. Coming up on the Superstation, you'll hear from Brashear Lady Tiger coach Chris Pruitt. And then afterwards, you'll hear from Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore. We're getting ready for the Class 1 District 12 Girls Championship on Superstation Crest. CentralMoInfo.com.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We're back here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. We're getting ready for the Class 1 District 12 Girls Championship game. The Brashear Lady Tigers are in their first district championship game since 2007. And the coach behind that is Chris Pruitt. Coach, first off, congratulations. What does it mean to get Brashear back into the district title game for the first time in 12 years?
Thanks, I appreciate that. It's exciting. You know, there's some buzz around the school and the community about what these girls have been doing, and they've been working real hard the past couple of years, and we're just trying to, you know, keep that momentum going and hopefully take it to the next level the next couple of years.
2 years ago, you guys only had 5 wins. Last year, 19. Just missed out on getting to the district title game. Now you've made it. What's been the turnaround?
Consistency and work in the off season. I think these girls put in more work than a lot of girls do in the off season, and it shows. We're constantly lifting during the off season. We play 35 games over the summer. And they're multi-sport athletes. I think every single one of them that plays basketball plays softball. So, you know, those things complement each other well. And we just really want to make sure that we're doing everything that we possibly can to get better so that when it comes season time, we're playing it the best we can.
Let's talk a little bit about one of your juniors, Avery Acton. She's a state track qualifier, leads your team with about 14.5 points. What makes her so strong on the basketball floor?
Avery's developed a very good shot. She's probably one of the best three-point shooters in the area. Teams know that, and we've started to work on, you know, shot fakes and drives and finishing inside and using the left and all these other things that can add to her game, mid-range jump shots. And she started to do that more as the year's gone on, which has made her more of a threat. She's not just a catch-and-shoot girl anymore, which it kind of limited her. But she's doing a great job on helping us that way. Defensively, she's extremely athletic, like you said, state track qualifier, and gets in passing lanes and uses her body to box out and just does everything that we need to do to be successful.
Again, Chris Pruitt, Brashear Lady Tiger coach, showing us here on the Superstation. All right, Coach, let's talk about your opponent tonight, the Green City Lady Gophers. They gave you 2 of your 4 losses on the year. What stands out about specifically Brooke Littrell, the engine of the Lady Gophers?
Brooke is a very, very, very good player who continues to impress everybody around here day in and day out. If you follow her, she's got over 2,000 points already, and she's a junior. So she knows how to score. She knows how to get, you know, her team going, and she's very athletic. She's very long. So we're going to try our best to, you know, limit her as best as we can and then try and, you know, keep things away from her the best we can. But, you know, she goes as they go, and if you find a way to slow her down, that's kind of been the recipe for success against this team.
You kept things close in your first meeting at the Milan tournament. What's going to be key for Brashear to get their district championship?
We have to be consistent. I talked to the girls about this last night. We have quarters where we go off for 20, and then we have quarters where we score 2, 4, or 6 points. And against Green City, you can't do that because they're going to continue to score every quarter. They're going to be consistent, and we have to be able to match it. I told the girls we've played 8 quarters against this team, and we've played 6 really good quarters. We've had 2 awful quarters, and that's been the difference in the games, I believe. So if we stay consistent, handle their runs, respond with some runs, and try and contain Brooke the best that we can, I think we got a shot.
Chris Pruitt, Brashear Lady Tigers coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, appreciate the time and best of luck tonight.
I appreciate your coverage. See you tonight.
And coming up next, we'll catch up with Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore. We're getting ready for the Class 1 District 12 Championship game on Cress. We're back here on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com for the Class 1 District 12 girls title game between the Brashear Lady Tigers and Green City Lady Gophers. Coach Cody Moore is in charge of the Lady Gophers team. Coach, I know you're going for 3 in a row for district titles. What would it mean to get 3 in a row for the Lady Gophers?
Oh, it'd mean a lot. Obviously, the last 2 years we played in the district championship, we've been coming back with some losses from the previous year with some seniors we graduated. So it's always good to be able to keep that program going and continue to compete and be in those district championship game, even when you do graduate some key pieces the year before. So another district championship would be huge for us. We're excited for the challenge and ready to get going.
Aside for Brooke Littrell being the constant, you've had a lot of balance last year, fell into the sectionals, and then 2 years ago in the quarterfinal run, you had a lot of experience. What stands out about this year's Gophers team?
I think this year's, we're a lot different than we have been in the past. We don't run the floor quite as much as we have in the past. We're not quite as much of a pressing team as we have been in the past. We do it at times, but that's not necessarily our staple this year. I think this year we're a better half-court team than we have been in the past. Don't rely on our transition buckets quite as much as we have. So I think that's a thing that can actually be a benefit to us down the stretch if somebody takes that away from us. I think we still are pretty confident in the half-court scoring baskets. Defense is a little bit different. Lost some of the athletes. Some of the quickness I've had from the years past, but we've also got some more size. So I think a little bit of give and take there, but I like where we're at.
What have you liked about Delaney Embry's offensive game as of late?
She's been playing with more confidence. That's been something I've talked to her about all year. You got to have that confidence shooter mentality. Doesn't matter how many miss in a row, you got to think the next one's going in. So she's done a nice job lately stepping up, scoring the basketball for us a little bit more. That's something she's going to have to continue to do tonight and down the stretch. But, yeah, she stepped up and been doing a good job lately.
Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here on the Superstation. All right, you get the Brashear Lady Tigers tonight, a team you've already beaten twice. What stands out about them?
They're a team that they're quick. They got a lot of athletes. They like to run the floor as well. We got to get back in transition. We can't give up those easy buckets. And they're just a team, like I said, that they don't have a lot of size, but they're quick, and they try to make up for it with their speed. Like you said, a team we beat twice, but neither one of those games were by any means a blowout. So it's tough to beat a team 3 times, so we've got to be ready to go tonight. I know we're going to get their best effort.
Cody Moore, Lady Gopher coach, joining us here on Crest. Appreciate the time, coach. Best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
We'll tip off the Class 1 District 12 girls title game. It's Green City and Brashear next on Cress.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Green City versus Brashear girls Class 1 District 12 championship game possible. That includes Niemer Telecom, internet service, and providers. Glenn Simmons, Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons of Green City. Rushmeyer Funeral Home of Browning, Milan, Green City. Sheraton Valley keeping you connected. Columbia or Puget of Columbia. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia Online. Scranton Hospital, Macon. And Sidens Trigger, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. The starting five for the Berkshire Lady Tigers. A relatively young team. Actually, no seniors on this Berkshire Lady Tiger team. It's Hannah Grissom, the 5'5 sophomore, the 5'4 junior Emily Mason, the 5'11 junior Tana Garlock, the 5'8 junior Alexa Higgins, and the 5'7 junior Avery Acton. Meanwhile, for the Green City Lady Gophers, they will start junior Delaney Embry, sophomore Gracie Gordon, junior Brooke Littrell, senior Mary Watt, and sophomore Tanner Tipton. 8 minutes on the clock. Green City looking for their first championship, or their third straight championship. Berkshire looking for their first championship since 2004. Get things started here in just a moment. Green City wearing the home white uniforms. We will go ahead and get a very quick thought here as Jason White is joining us. Coach, a couple quick thoughts. I know you were mentioned you were about to run one to talk to your team really quick, and then we got this girls' championship. District title for you guys? What does it mean?
Oh, man, it's huge for these guys. You know, 2 years ago I had a similar group. We had a couple extra kids, but you know, last year to come here and lose on our own 4-1 in the championship game, you know, they set out to come back this year and do this. This was our goal from the start of the year. You know, we're not worried about conference as much, anything like that, just putting the pieces together at the right time. And, man, it came together tonight. I thought our boys played fantastic.
We're going to do a little post-game and play-by-play at the same time. Green City winning the opening tip-off. They're in the home white uniforms with the black numbers. Here's Brooke Littrell on the left wing. Tries to release at the top of the key. Now over to Embry. Now Littrell down low. Tries to come back to the near side for Delaney Embry and lost control. Now Littrell grabs it. For the Lady Gophers, Berkshire in the road black uniforms with the white numbers and orange trim. All right, so with that said, let's talk a little bit about that defense overall. What was the big thing that you focused on in that game that allowed LaPlaya only to be held to 42 points?
Well, we wanted to guard their best two shooters. You know, we made it a point to not give them anything easy, to make the other kids hit some shots, and they did. They stepped up and hit some shots.
So let's roll, go ahead and hit some three.
They stepped up and hit some shots, you know, and so we adjusted again and just tried to run them off the line. I thought our boys did a great job interior defense, you know, not getting in foul trouble, which is huge for us.
And now turnover for Delaney Embry as Littrell goes up the floor. Now we're going to get a blocking foul. All right, I'll leave you with one final question. Sectionals, you take on either a Tri-County rival in Meadville, who happened to eliminate you in sectionals just a couple of years ago, or you take on a reigning quarterfinalist in the Slater Wildcats. You know a lot about Meadville, but what do you know about Slater?
I'll find out a lot tomorrow night when we go watch them. I know they're small. I know they can shoot. I know they're quick. And, you know, for us, man, if we hit shots, we're tough to beat too. So, you guys felt like tonight the kids just came through at the right time, and, man, they played their butts off. The defensive side of it was huge for us tonight.
Jason White, Linn County coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Appreciate the time, coach. Congratulations, and we'll see you Tuesday night.
Yep, thank you.
All right, that's Jason White, Linn County coach, joining us here as, we're already underway in this district championship game between the Berkshire Lady Tigers and the Green City Lady Gophers. Hannah Grissom, a layup for the Lady Tigers, and they draw a turnover up the floor to Emily Mason on the right block. Her two off the front. Littrell grabs the rebound. Green City going left to right on your radio dial. Start things out, and they get called for a double dribble. So now it'll be Grissom in high post for Alexa Higgins. Around the right side from Mason. Tries to attack, can't do so. Back to Avery Acton. State track qualifier comes back up top to Grissom. Tries to attack. Pass by Mary Vaughn, a little too close to comfort for the Lady Gophers, and the foul will get called on the senior, Mary Watt. Averaging about 4.5 points a game for the Lady Gophers this season. On the right wing, Acton, and Littrell draws the turnover. She just got to 2,000 on Valentine's Day. She gets it from behind from the sophomore, Hannah Grissom. From the left elbow, she goes. Now driving, Alexa Higgins, her two off the right side of the rim on the rebound, and as the foul was Higgins. Now it's Delaney Embry for the Lady Gophers. Across the timeline. At the top of the key, she goes. On the left wing for Watt. She looks around, cutting in as Littrell from the high post. Through the soft zone, her two, a little too strong. Rebound. This is Gracie Golden. Cody Moore had a challenge for his Lady Gophers from this point forward. Aside from Brooke Littrell, he wants two other girls to get into double figures on the scoring side. Will they get that? The time will tell as they lead 5-2 with 5:25 to go in the first quarter. From the left wing, here's Grissom. Now to the inside for Tana Garlock. She's the tallest woman for the Lady Tigers, framing at 5'11". Grissom at the top. Tries to drive, can't go down low. Now turn around to Alexa Higgins. Her shot too strong. Rebounded by Tanner Tipton. Now to Littrell. From the left wing, up the top of the key, she goes. Drops it off over to Embry. Right side wide. Almost poked away by Mason. Now near side, Littrell. Scoops it up. Inside, Littrell pops up in, hits. She averages 31.7 a game, and she plans to play her collegiate hoops with the Truman Lady Bulldogs. Speaking of Truman, the voice of the Bulldogs, Brad Boyer, has overtime later tonight for those curious. I'll be coming up after our contest. Turnover by the Lady Gophers as it's Mary Watt snatching it from Garlock. Up the right side, Embry, now to Littrell. Top key, she goes. Left side, Watt. Catch and release. Long two from about 10 feet out. And Gordon tries to squeeze it. And that will be on the baseline. And we'll get a 30-second timeout call by Chris Pruitt, the head coach of the Brashear Lady Tigers. And also, we would like to give a thanks to Jason White, the Linton County boys coach. He was actually about ready to head out and do some film, so he wanted to do that quick little interview, so went ahead and got that knocked out of the way. A little simulcast on the play-by-play side as well. The Green City Lady Gophers have defeated the Brashear Lady Tigers in 11 straight contests. Two of the four losses for Brashear this year came to this very same Lady Gopher team. Chris Pruitt mentioned that he's liked the way his team has performed against the Lady Gophers. They know Littrell's going to get her points. But it was two bad quarters, in his opinion, in those games that played out to be the difference. Littrell draws a turnover up the floor to Embry. She gets on the board for the Lady Gophers. 9-2 Green City. Up the right wing. Driving is Alexa Higgins. Now back up top for Grissom. Finds Avery Acton. She tries to attack. Doesn't do so. Right side Higgins. She dishes. Trying to go around Tipton. Now left baseline. Plenty of room for Tana Garlock. That's off the front. And it's Tipton up the floor to Embry off the rebound. And tipped out by the Lady Tigers. Remains with Green City. Here is Embry at the top, now left wing for Watt. Littrell is in the near corner. Embry now down low, Gordon back out. Now up top to Littrell. She thought about the three, doesn't take it. Coming across is Embry, now down for Watt. From the left elbow, lobs in near wing. Littrell drives on the baseline, no problem there. Here's Hannah Grissom, right side for Brashear. Now over to Emily Mason, supporting a right knee brace as she missed all last year for torn ACL for the Lady Tigers. Now down on the right baseline, Higgins. Trying to go back up top, nothing there. protected by Tipton. Now cuts up, and a reaching foul will get called on the sophomore, who averages about 8.5 boards a game. This will be just to the left of the Green City bucket. Hook shot. Mason out of control off the front. Embry grabs it for the Lady Gophers. Kick out. Littrell from downtown in and out. Taken by Garlock. Cross court. Far wing. Avery Acton now near side. Grissom. She comes to the top. Left side for Higgins. A two-point bid by Grissom in and out. Littrell rebound. 11-2, Green City with the lead with 2.2 to go into the opening quarter. Reaching foul. And it will belong. It looks like this will go on the junior Emily Mason. Get our first sub in the game. It's Callie Altide, the 5'4 sophomore who filled in for Mason 1 year ago in Brashear's starting five. Here's Embry now to Littrell at the top. Tosses over to Watt. Back up to Littrell. She'll reset. Now Embry. She looks left. Finds Littrell. Cutting across. Now Littrell baseline. Bounces down low to Watt. Good vision. And a little bit of extracurricular activity down under the Brashear bucket. And it goes off of Green City's leg and out. Exactly 2 minutes to go here in first quarter. Garlock. To Grissom. The sophomore comes near wing to Altide. Avery Acton. Now to Grissom. Floor general for the Lady Tigers. Right corner for Altide. Now they'll try left wing. Garlock. Goes in. Look for Acton. Gets it to her. Now right side Altide. Lady Tigers staying patient here on this possession as they trail 11-2, 96 going to quarter. Down on the baseline, Acton, now they get a look on the right corner, and Garlock can't connect. Littrell trying to go coast to coast. Jill underhand one, that goes under at the bottom of the backcourt. Brashear grabs it. Grissom, up left side, to the right wing for Garlock. Spin move, check that, Alexa Higgins. 11-4, minute to go in the opening quarter. Here's Littrell to Embry. Now left side for Celeste Aitken into the game. First time for the Lady Gophers. Littrell is stripped and takes a tumble. And she gets helped up by Altide and Acton. That'll be the second foul on Tanner Tipton for the Lady Gophers. Now we get a whistle and Higgins. Been checked by the official, and she appears to be all right. Watt from the baseline. Left side, Embry. Catch and release. A three off the back. Littrell the rebound. Right baseline. The putback is no problem. Brooke Littrell came in with 759 points on the season. That is already good enough for 16th most in state history for a single season. She's actually now 15th. And she has surpassed Blue Springs player with 761 points. Quickly moving up on that list. And Littrell at the underhand will add more. Already 11 for the junior. 12 seconds for Brashear. And driving the lane is Alexa Higgins. And she will go to the line. It will be a blocking foul on the senior Mary Watt. And two shots coming for Higgins. She's her best three-point shooter on the season at 40%. And she'll knock home the first. Coach Pruitt has seen a lot of improvements from Miss Alexa Higgins on the year. Really likes the way she's been battling on the inside and adds another dimension to this team. 10 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Higgins will try and make it 15-8. We'll do just that. 8 seconds. Watt. Littrell trailing. Here's Embry. Littrell wants it. Top of the key. Dribbles at the top. And now he's one up at the top off the top of the backcourt. 15-8, Green City with the lead in the Class 1 District 12 Girls Championship against Brashear on Crest.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
A Green City with the lead, trying to capture their third consecutive district championship. They fell in the sectionals to Norburn last year. They beat Norburn 2 years ago to get to the quarterfinal before falling to Prairie home in that district quarterfinal game against a man named Dalton Armitrout, the Madison head coach who helped guide the Prairie home team to a show me showdown appearance as a turnover is called on the Brashear Lady Tigers. Stuart Cox tells me Dalton Armitrout's a Centralia native too. I actually did not know that. Panthers actually in the Class 3 District 13 title game tomorrow. Boys against Monroe City. That should be a fun game. You can hear that on Crest. Eric will have that going your way at about, I believe, 2:40, if I'm not mistaken. Here's Alexa Higgins at the top for Brashear. Now to Altsack. Down low here for Garlock in the high post, trying to get down to the baseline, and it was batted away by Ethan and off of Brashear foot, and Green City will take it. Got our sub checking in, and it will be Kenley White, the freshman for Brashear, checking in. Left side here is Ethan. Out Embry in the corner. Long, two offline, and now Gracie Gordon trying to shoot one. Littrell, the third tries to charm. 13 for junior Brooke Littrell. Driving in, Emily Mason, travel call. She tried to work around Grace Gordon. It's 17-8, Green City. Left side for Ethan. Plays catch. Down low with Summer Booty. And now Littrell finds a backdoor cut on the layup. That timeout called by Brashear. It's a full. 19-8, Green City. On Crest at CentralMoInfo.com.
Seidenstrucker's has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrucker's.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
Out of full timeout. Brashear with it. It's Tanner Garlock from the charity stripe. Back out to Grissom. Expanded zone shown by the Lady Gophers. Finds soft spots. Garlock. Now back out. And Blitzel gets the steal off the transition. And there's not much you can do there here. Kinley White. Just take the medicine. Let Blitzel grab the two. She scored 17 of the 21 points for the Lady Gophers, by the way, for those counting. And now right side jumper by Kinley White off the right side of the baseline and will go out. Winner will take on either Tina Avalon or Hale in the girls' district championship tomorrow night down at Tina Avalon. Littrell now at the top of the key for Celestathan. Now back to Littrell, and Higgins bats it out of Littrell's hands. We'll stay with the Lady Gophers. Their sub checking in. Avery Acton will come in for Bashir in place of Higgins. Watt from the right wing, her two. Two is strong. Acton, the rebound. Grissom, left side. Works around Watt. Now to the baseline. Back up top she goes. Bounces it over to Acton at the top of the key. Gets a screen off of Littrell to the lane and did everything but finish. Gets her own rebound. And now taken away by Mary Watt. Up the right side. Check that, Ethan. Trying to roll it to Embry off the layup. And that goes over. That's a bucket you're looking for if you're the Lady Gophers. Cody Moore says, go back and defend. While being the Green City Lady Gopher coach. Off the right post, here's Garlock. Now to Grissom. Now bounces it up in the charity stripe for Garlock. Now out for Acton. Almost lost it into the bleachers. 5 minutes to go here in the half. 21-8, Green City over Brashear. Third time these two teams have met. Lady Gophers have won both. Game in the Milan Tournament Championship in also. As a shot will go on the left side for Kinley White. And also in the regular season contest. Here's Littrell, left elbow. Drops it off to Embry. Now to Watt. Right side. This is Foodie. To Embry. Back to Foodie. Now on the right side. Ethan out three over the rim. Gordon on the other side. Can't clean up. Trying to get her all rebound, and she stays in. Pass it to Littrell, back to Gordon. Now trying to get some help from Littrell, now back to the top. Now Embry will settle things down. Booty wants help. Littrell boxes out, takes it to the rim. Off the double team, you can't stop her. And the Brashear student section affirms what I just mentioned. Here's Emily Mason now over to Hartwig. Now back up top. Here come to Garlock. On baseline, cutting in is Mason, taken away by Gracie Gordon. Now Littrell. 3:30 to go here in the half. Littrell top of the key, drops off to Embry. Now to Foodie near wing. Embry going across is Ethan. Now Littrell left elbow. Has room on the left side, now curls in. Back out to Embry. Looks back to Littrell. Three set. 3:10 to go in half. We'll hear from La Plata coach Greg Fisher during our Marbley Motors half as Embry tries to get a three. Does. And it will go out as Ethan tried to keep things alive. Garlock to Grissom. Takes her time across the timeline. Have to get it across. Beats the 10-second count. Grissom to the baseline. Pulls up for a jumper off the front. Littrell growls it in. Up the left wing she goes. And she shakes off one. At the top. Bounce pass. Foodie. Had an open three. She won it. Gives it back to Littrell. Now Embry on the line. Left side. Cat next on the two. 15-point lead for the Lady Gophers. Grissom lobs one in for Garlock. Back up top for White. Kinley White back out, and it'll be a pushing foul on Summer Booty. It'll be the juniors first. Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore wanting an explanation, and I think he is satisfied enough. Grissom to the right of the Green City bucket from the baseline. Grabs it over to Grissom. Now to Higgins. She pulls up her two off the hands of Foote, and she cleans up on the arms rebound. Aithman now for the Lady Gophers. Left side, Embry open on the elbow. Back to Aithman at the top. It's a screen through Littrell. Trying to get it back to her. Nothing there. Now to the outside. Brashear tips it three times. He's taken back by one. Drops it to Higgins. She runs it across to the top knee. Trying to take it out. Kick out. Right side. White. Trying to hit. Littrell rebound. She's got a lane. Look out. On the left side in the elbow. And a foul will be called on Kenley White. Her first. We'll remain on the floor. And 37 to go here in half. 25-12. Green City with the lead over Brashear in the Class 1 District 12 Girls Championship. Embry, left side. Aithman, good look for a three over the rim. Taken by Kenley White. Cross court to Grissom. Pushes it up the floor to Higgins. All the way to the rim, and a blocking foul called on Cootie. And Higgins will go for two. Callie Altide, coming in. After the first shot for Higgins. And the first one goes in. 4-5A junior. Checking out was Kenley White. Emily Mason checks in her place for Brashear. Someone will go. Littrell up the right wing for the Lady Gophers. She got bumped. The blocking foul will get tacked on Emily or Hannah Grissom. I'll be the second for the sophomore. Embry, right wing, back up top. This is Foote, now back to Embry. Right elbow, the three, got it. Delaney Embry with 7 of the 28 Lady Gopher points. Littrell has the other 21. And here's Littrell off the turnover. The Eurostep shot. That's a go. And rebounded by Brashear. Higgins up the floor, right side. Works around Embry to layup. Not going to fall. Littrell back and forth we go. 42 seconds going out. She resets the offense in high post. Back out to Embry. Now across court. Booty cut in. And it is back to the Lady Tigers of Brashear. Chris Pruitt, the head coach of the Lady Tigers, very adamant on the bench, trying to see if they can get the Lady Tigers back into the swing of things offensively. Emily Mason at the top, 25 seconds going to half. Pass inside, Littrell deflects it, and it will be Higgins taking it out. She is slow to get up, but fortunately for her, she is all right. And it will remain with the Lady Tigers from the right wing. This is Grissom. Up top to Higgins. Directing traffic. Wants a screen through Grissom at the high post. Higgins. Left side kick out. All tied. And her shot is rebounded by Littrell. 10 seconds to go. Lost control of it. Picks it back up. Pressure shown by Brashear. 5 seconds. 4 seconds on an elbow. No, a blocking foul call. I thought they were going to get Littrell on the elbow there for a second. That'll be Higgins. With the foul, 4.3 to go here in the half. It will be Aithman. Grabs it. Now to Littrell at the top of the key. Plenty of time to release a three off the back. And it's rebounded by Higgins. And that'll do it after 16 minutes of play. Green City leads Brashear 28-13 in the Class 1 District 12 Girls Championship here at Lynn County High. Take a break on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. You already heard from head coach Jason White of the Lund County Mustangs after their 56-42 victory over La Plata. You'll hear the other side next with Greg Fisher, the La Plata coach on 104.7.
Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler are proud to support the Gopher Teams. They take pride in growing the Green City community, which has added a new law firm, a community museum with a new 36-foot by 16-foot cattle mural by local artist Joyce Ayers, which will be going up in 2019 to complement the arts incubator where local artists display their works, a bakery for tasty treats, and a sewing machine repair shop. With a good mayor and city council, Green City is a good place to live and invest.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Seidenstrucker's has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrucker's.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We're back here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Halftime of the Green City Brashear Girls District Championship. Catch up a little play to Bulldog Coach Gray Bisher after a 56-42 loss. Unfortunately, Coach, it seemed like the defense gave you a little bit of fits. Was that a fair assessment?
It gave us a lot of fits. I mean, at halftime, Gunner had only taken one shot. Jared had only taken two shots. And then in the second half, whatever shots they got were difficult shots, and we didn't execute our offense very well. Didn't get screens set to get them open like we should, and then the other three guys that were open were kind of tentative, and we seemed disorganized and kind of befuddled all night long.
What stood out about the defensive performance tonight?
For Lynn County?
For you.
For our defensive performance? I mean, I thought overall our defense was good. We got hurt a few times on threes in the first half and some offensive rebounds, but I didn't think our defense was the reason why we got beat.
What would be the reason?
Well, the reason was we couldn't score. I mean, to me, that was the reason why we got beat. We struggled to score. We never had any rhythm offensively. If we weren't getting a transition layup, we weren't hardly scoring. So, I mean, thank God DJ Himmerling came in off the bench and he knocked down three threes for us, or we might not have got to 30.
Talk to me a little bit about just what he's meant, because I know he's one of your seniors along with Jason Lean, Tristan Lynch, Matt Lewis, I'm sure Tanner Heron, just to name some of you. What have they meant for you?
Well, I just told him in the locker room, I've really enjoyed this year. This is one of my favorite all-time years. I love these guys. And, you know, whether they start and they get to play all the time or they come off the bench or they don't come off the bench very much or not at all, they've all been great guys, team guys first. And, you know, I'm really going to miss the opportunity to work with them. Sorry we didn't get the job done tonight.
Gray Bisher, LaPlata Bulldog coach. No, not the result, but we always appreciate your time, calling on overtime, talking to us about your team, and hoping it's a good and strong spring for you.
Thank you very much. I mean, we didn't get the result we wanted tonight, but we don't have anything to be ashamed of. We won 22 games. We won conference. We just got into a battle where one night we weren't able to adjust and like we should have, weren't able to execute like we needed to. So it doesn't diminish the fact that this was a heck of a senior class, and I really enjoyed the team, and we accomplished quite a lot. We played in four tournament championships, won two of them, won conference, went undefeated. So really good season. The seniors got nothing to be ashamed of.
Appreciate that, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Welcome back to Linn County High School as we have the Class 1 District 12 Championships taking place tonight here on Crescent Central MoInfo.com. 28-13 Green City with the lead. Right now, let's take a look at some of your first half stats. Brooke Littrell leading all scorers with 19 points in that first half. Delaney Embry with 7. Gracie Gordon with 2 for the 28 points. Meanwhile, for the Brashear Lady Tigers, Alexa Higgins with 7 first half points. Kenley White with the 2. And Hannah Grissom, 2 for the 13 points. Take a two-minute break on the Superstation. Second half between Green City and Brashear is coming up next.
The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler are proud to support the Gopher Teams. They take pride in growing the Green City community, which has added a new law firm, a community museum with a new 36-foot by 16-foot cattle mural by local artist Joyce Ayers, which will be going up in 2019 to complement the arts incubator where local artists display their works, a bakery for tasty treats, and a sewing machine repair shop. With a good mayor and city council, Green City is a good place to live and invest.
Don't forget to take the responsibility for teaching students that any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. Officials of any game or contest are never given enough thanks, and the efforts of the officials account for the fairness in the competition. To our Missouri high school officials, thank you for a job well done. It's a message brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpha Media, LLC. On the inbound, it's Green City ball. They lead 28-13 to open up the second half, going right to left on your radio dial to start things out. Home white uniforms, black numbers, gold trim as they are the top seed. They're taking on the second seed at Brashear Lady Tigers. You are going left and right on your radio dial just through a turnover courtesy of Hannah Grissom with the black number or black away jerseys. orange stripes on the side with white numbers and the orange striping on those numbers. And a kick ball will go out and belong to Rashir. From the left of the green city bucket, it is Hannah Grissom. Looks high post. This is Hannah Garlock. Now on the right side for Higgins. Down near Wayne Grissom. Girls in, nothing there as she is protected closely by Mary Watt. Now Grissom, man, her shot is blocked. As Watt picks up the foul, the senior has her third. She provides a lot of defense for the Lady Gophers, that being Mary Watt. Doesn't necessarily show on the offensive categories, but in regards to block shots, turnovers, and steals, she is definitely up there. Grissom knocks down the first. Second one coming. The sophomore is more or less an extension of the coach to Chris Pruitt, and she will make the second. Left side, here is Mary Watt. To Embry at the top. Trying to go right wing to Watt. Wide open in the corner. She can take a shot if she wants. She doesn't shoot the three often. Now to Embry. Now to Littrell at the top of the key. Embry trying to help out in regards to a screen. Littrell will keep it. Tries to expand the zone left side for Watt. Littrell wants it back at the top. Now comes near wing. Embry. Top to Littrell. Cuts. And trying to draw the charge with Higgins. Can't get it. And now Garlock. Back out. Embry. Watt. Stay patient with their shot selection. Now Embry, her pass is tipped. Taken by Grissom, up the right wing. Down to the baseline, Avery active, tiptoes down, passes it out to the left corner, nobody home. Good substitution as Celeste Statham comes in for Watt. Here's Littrell. Takes her bittersweet time across the timeline. Look, says the Tigers creep up into the backcourt. Now to the right wing. Now drops one over into the right side for Ethan. Ethan waits, dispatches to Embry. Back to Ethan. Coming across is literal high pass and a pushing foul. And it's a 3 second length call on the Lady Gophers. Looked like Tipton got caught in no man's land for a second. Here's Grissom. Up the right side. Cross court to Mason. Mason now to the near wing for Garlock. Back out. Grissom. Cuts in her underhander to the line. She got pushed, and this foul will belong to Celeste Athan. That'll be the freshman's first. Grissom, already with 4 points in this game for Brashear, will look to add on to that. First one is off the back of the rim. Second one is in. 28-16 as Green City has yet to score here in this opening 3 minutes of the third. Here's Littrell. Gets a ball screen through Ethan or Ethan. Enough space now. She'll pull up for a jumper and drops it right through. Jinxon right there. Back to a 14-point lead. At the top, it's Emily Mason for Brashear. Cuts in. Nothing there. Now back on to the right wing. Tanner Garlock. Grissom. Turnaround two, and Higgins can't connect. Littrell up the floor. Right side at the top. Heels to double team. Resets for Atha. From the right elbow, back to Littrell. Littrell, screen off Atha at the top. Left side, finds Embry. Top of the key, back to Atha. A little pick and roll action going on with the Lady Gophers. And Littrell is pickpocketed by Higgins up the floor. Her two to go on. Good defensive play there by Alexa Higgins. Knew Littrell was going to go for a spin, and as soon as she went to the spin, she spanned right into Higgins, and she just plucked at it and went right over the other way. As Ethan picks up her second foul, seems like things have slowed down for the Lady Tigers here to start the second half, and she will make her first free throw. Again, this Brashear Lady Tigers team had just 5 wins 2 seasons ago. And now they're trying to knock off the Lady Gophers for a district championship. Got a little work to do, though. Still trailing by 12. This is 30-18. Here's Ethan at the top, trying to get it to Embry. Forces one to her. Just spread to Neal. Now back to Ethan. Drives. Down low. Tipped in. Back to the left side. Now Littrell. Left wing. Has some space. Can't get the three off. Ethan inside. Now she tries to get it to Tipton. Taken away by Grissom. Up the right side. Now over to Acton. Baseline. Drops it off. Left side. Mason. Point lead for the Lady Gophers. Full crowd here for both the Green City and Brashear Faithful. At the top, it's Ethan. Tries to cut in, has some space. Now back right side. Embry to silence the Brashear crowd off the top of the backboard and will go out to the Lady Tigers. This Lady Tiger team loves to move fast. Let's see if they try and speed things up here. Grissom over to Mason at the top of the key. Looks left. Back in. Right side. Kick out. Grissom does take the shot now. Garlic on the high. Plus it's here. Right in. And a timeout call by Green City. 2:39 to go in the fourth. Or the third, beg your pardon. It's 30-22. Green City with the lead on press.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Lady Gophers trying to stop the bleeding as Brashear has gotten back into things. A score of 30-22 in this third quarter. Brashear has outscored Green City 9-2. Embry draws the turnover for the Lady Gophers. Trying to get it up. Press shown. Now to Littrell, left side to the baseline. Her two is in. Lady Gophers, or Lady Tigers, wanting a charge. Not going to get it. Here's Avery Acton. Nice spin move. Drops it off the Garland. They're going to the line. This will be Embry with the push. Littrell. Just to tie her left shoe up. Knocking the purple Nikes in resemblance of her college choice. That would be the Truman Bulldogs. Alexa Higgins takes a seat for Brashear. Two shots coming for Tana Garlock. First one doesn't go. Darlock provides some height and rim protection and is good at staying back on the press, according to Coach Pruitt. Her second. High Archer off the front. But falling down and almost getting a rebound was Kenley Wyatt. She stops the hard one. Now Ethan, now over to Embry. Wide open on the right side. Mary Wyatt, and she got pushed off the ball. She'll go for two. That's her 33 counterpart. Avery Acton picks up the foul. Mary Watt has yet to score in this game for the Lady Gophers. Again, who are trying to win their third consecutive district championship. Match a streak that the 1990, 91, and 92 Lady Gophers team did. The first one's offline left. A 10-point lead for Green City, and you can make it 11. Grissom or Brashear. Just across the Mustang logo at center. Right side White. Sauces one over to Garlock. Now Grissom and a travel call. She tried to get away from the moving or from the screen that Tipton was trying to get around. Embry now takes it up the court for the Lady Gophers. Right side White down low. She'll go back to the line off the pass from Celeste Athan. That'll be a second foul on the freshman, Kenley White. She moved up from the junior varsity level this year for Brashear as Watts first is off the right side of the rim and in. Doing her crack at it. Alexa Higgins into the game for Brashear. Grissom checks out. She will get a much needed breather for the final 8 minutes in all likelihood. And Watt caroms the second one off the right rim and in. Here is Higgins. Gets the call from Coach Pruitt. Wants a cutting Mason to the right wing for Garlock. Now up top to White. White for two. Her shot over the backboard and a pushing foul. It'll be on Tanner Tipton. Kenley White will take two. First one is a high arcing shot. Planks off the back. Gracie Gordon will come in for Tanner Tipton for Green City. And here comes the second for the freshman, Kenley White. Another high archer. And that goes off the front of the back and into the hands of Brooke Littrell. Who else would it be? Delaney Embry, right baseline. Trying to get back up to Littrell. Has a lot of real estate on the left side. Ethan wasn't quite in ready for the pass. So Brashear gets another takeaway. 35-22. Gophers with the lead. 55 seconds to go in the third. Here's Alexa Higgins at the top. Wants to get around Ethan. Does with the screen for Garlock. She takes it to the rim and finishes. It's down to an 11-point game. 40 seconds to go in the third. Embry protected by Mason on the man-to-man. Now to Ethan from the right wing. Lobs one down low. Picked off by Higgins. Up the floor goes Brashear. To the rim, tosses one over to Mason. That's a shot you might want to take near Higgins. Instead, they go right wing, 4-3, Acton off the back. Gordon takes it, now over to Ethan. Here we go, now the tempo is getting picked up, and White tangles up with the feet of Ethan. That's three quick fouls for the freshman. On the floor, only three fouls for Brashear here in the half ball by coincidentally. And White. Ethan at the top. It's a literal. 12 seconds to go in the third. She looks. Wants to get it to Embry. Nothing there. Literal keeps. Left side. Trying to get a box out. Literal at 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Embry on the right wing. Off the pass. Off the back. 35-24. Green City is 8 minutes away from a third consecutive district championship. We'll be back on Crest at CentralMoInfo.com.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
You're listening to KRES Moberly at 8:30 here in Mid-Missouri. We're at Lynn County High School for the Class 1 District 12 Girls Championship between the Green City Lady Gophers and the Brashear Lady Tigers. Brashear trying to win their first district championship since 2004, the year they won it all. For Green City, they're trying to go three straight and look for their 10th in school history. The two will not go for Alexa Higgins, as it is taken by Brooke Littrell. Green City in home white uniforms, black numbers, school trim, right left on the radio dial in this fourth quarter. Up the floor, looking for a two is Mary Watt, and it will be a foul called on the Lady Tigers. That will be the fourth for Whites. She will in all likelihood check out of the game, and Grissom will take her place as Watt sends the first. Right through the net. She takes a seat, that being White. Grissom in. Second shot coming up here for Mary Watt. 36-24 Green City. On its way. And again, nothing but net. Don't forget, we have overtime coming your way. The GOAT, Brad Boyer, hosting our final overtime of 2018-19. How fitting would that be? Encourage our coaches to give us a call later on tonight, 800-892-2300 or 263-2427 ahead of the final portion of district week and district championships tonight and also tomorrow. Pass goes out of bounds by the Lady Tigers. It'll be Embry to the right of Brashear. Bucket over to Watt, now up top to Ethan. She pivots back out to Gordon, now Littrell. Left side, Embry. Back to Littrell. Right side. Ethan was hesitant on the three. Now down low for Watt. I think that's a shot. Cody Moore says with one Ethan to try and take as falling the floor is sliding. He was sliding, trying to make the pass, and travel called. Sure grabs it back. 37-24. In favor of Green City. 6:43 to go in the fourth. Here's Higgins. Up the left elbow. Drops it off to Grissom. Man to man by the Lady Gophers as Watt protects Grissom. She comes to the top. Looks for her options. High lobber down for Higgins, a little too high for her, and Brooke Littrell in transition. You can guess what happens next. And we'll go the other way. 39-24. The two will not go for Emily Mason. Back out. Grissom just inside the arc, catches in. And we get a 30-second timeout called by Chris Pruitt and the Brashear Lady Tigers. 6:04 to go here in the fourth. Well, we'll again thank some of our sponsors for making this Green City Brashear Class 1 District 12 Girls Championship possible. That includes Niebuhr Telecom Internet Service Provider, Glenn Simmons, Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons of Green City, Rushmeyer Funeral Home of Browning, Milan of Green City, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital, Macon, and Science Strickers, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. Credit for the Brashear defense. They've actually done a really good job calming down on the defensive side of things. They've been drawing a lot of turnovers. It's just been a difficult go because Green City has played just as good a defense, and they can't get any kind of offensive rhythm going. Higgins with 11, Grissom with 7, Mason, Garlock, White, each with 2 for Brashear. And Littrell has 25 in a herself for the Lady Gophers as we get a 30-second timeout called by Green City as there's a battle for a loose ball with a 5:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. And while we have a moment, we'll remind you of this public service announcement from the Missouri State High School Activities Association. And that is to remind you that when you attend a high school game, do you stand at attention during the national anthem, or do you cheer on a good play for the opposing team? Or if your team makes, or if your team loses, do you take it well in stride? Well, if you've answered yes, then good news. You showed positive example of sportsmanship. But don't forget that when you attend the high school events, young eyes are watching for you to be, for you, for acceptable examples of acceptable behavior. By making a conscious effort, you'll be helping our students grow into better citizens. It's a message brought to you by your friends at Missouri State High School Activities Association and Alpamita LLC. Brooke Littrell out of the timeout for the Lady Gophers. Fields to double team, gets it up floor to Foodie, who's just into the game for the Lady Gophers in place of Ethan. And they will go down low, trying to find Mary Watt under the bucket. And this will be a foul on Alexa Higgins. Embry now, right side, top for Foodie. Littrell, double team now. Foodie wants Embry on the right. She comes across the baseline. Man-to-man by Brashear. Now they switch it up into a zone. Embry off the left side. Two down low for Green City. She wants. Now back from a low high plays Littrell. She has 1-on-1. Now in the corner, trying to escape the double team. She does. At the top of the key, she goes. Right side, tipped out by Alexa Higgins. On the right wing now, Booty. Now to Littrell. Her right baseline, just from 8 feet out, is not a problem. Right side, Higgins. Down the baseline, back out. For Grissom. Grissom across, back out, Mason. To Higgins again. Balls to the floor. Foodie draws the turnover. Watt up the left wing, off the dish. Coast to coast, Mary Watts. Four, 10 to go in the fourth. Lady Tigers running out of time. Trailing 43-26. Littrell the turnover off the dish from Grissom. And she does not miss. 29 for the junior. Foul called off the block as Foodie tried to get squared away. Also to the floor. That'll be her third foul. Alexa Higgins already with 11 points. Trying to get Brashear back into it. This is left. Tanner Tipton in for Green City. Takes the spot of Gracie Gordon. Second one on the way. And Karam's off the front and back. Littrell the board. The all-time leading scorer for the Lady Gophers takes it up to the right wing. Now back around here to Foodie. Back to Littrell. She waits for her options. Nothing available. Trying to get it out of the 3 second count. They do. Embry left side now down low. Tipped in there. Shot is guarded by Tana Garlock. She got the blocking foul, and that will be the first for the junior Garlock. That's the seventh foul, but it's an act of shooting. So Tipton will try for two. First one to the left. We got a busy day on our regional radio airways tomorrow in regards to district championship games. We'll be down at Sturgeon High School for the Class 2 District 7 championships as Tipton makes the second. It will be the Harrisburg boys who defeated Sturgeon in the semifinal against either Cairo or Westrain, and then Salisbury Cairo in the girls' championship on the right baseline. Foul, get called, and Alexa Higgins, or on Alexa Higgins' shot. A foul will get called on Embry, and that'll be her second. We'll also have tomorrow from Centralia the Class 3 District 13 championships, which will feature the Monroe City and Palmyra girls, followed by the Monroe City boys in Centralia. And we'll be down in Mexico tomorrow night for North Shelby and Wellsville in Class 1 District 10 title game on the boys' side, and then Canton Community girls in the evening. And also, don't forget, we got Truman in MACC action tomorrow over on Information Radio Quicks. Truman at Quincy. And Greyhounds, I believe, are at State Fair as Mary Watt gets the two. She's picked up a quick 9 points in the second half after having a little bit of first half foul trouble. Right side, Higgins, her two, over the rim. Let's roll again. To the corner, she goes. Trying to get it back out and reset for Booty. Back to Littrell. Looking for something down low. They do get it to Mary Watt. She lunges it in. She's the second Lady Gopher in double figures. 2:27 to go. Green City will be district champions for a third straight year. Here's Higgins. Almost jumped out of her own shoes, and a 1-on-1 called. A foul called for a 1-on-1 as it'll be a push. Summer Foodie picks up her fourth. Higgins on the front end gets another. Second one coming. On its way for a yearly silent in County High Gymnasium. Makes the other. Embry to Littrell. Takes her time across the timeline. Now comes across the Mustang logo and got pushed in the process. 1-on-1 coming up for Littrell. Her first time to the line this evening. As it's Higgins who will pick up the foul. Littrell, a 79% free throw shooter already with 29, which is what Brashear has. No problem for her. Go for the second. And makes it. Two minutes to go. Higgins for the Lady Tigers. At the top for Mason. Right wing for Acton. Turn around for Higgins. Goes to the inside through two. Or goes off the front of the rim and back to Littrell. Right wing she goes. Down the baseline. Now back up top. Embry wide open. Doesn't take the shot. 90 seconds. Right side, Booty. Summer Booty now back to Littrell. Tembry. Green City seems content to run as much time as possible. They've liked the overall offensive play. Have to be pleased with getting at least another person in double digits with Watt in 11. She got five of those from the charity stripe and a layup for Watt. Right on cue and the assist from Latrell at the top. Embry with seven, getting close to that. If she gets a three, then she'll make that. And the Green City people are already starting to celebrate as Alexa Higgins will pick up her fourth foul. Literal Watt, Embry all check out. And some of the second stringers for Brashear will do the same. Natalie Hagen into the game. Kelly Altide. As Mason, Acton, Garlock all check out. Aubrey Blything into the game too for Brashear. The good news for this Lady Tiger team, no seniors graduating. They already had 18 wins this year. Not going to get back to their 19 wins that they had 1 year, although they could get to that point, or although they could have gotten to that point if there were for a couple snowed out games in all likelihood. But the Green City Lady Gophers, with 12 seconds to go, will go under to Gordon, and a layup will fall for Hallie Schoonover. That'll do it. Green City, three in a row. District champions in 2017, 18, and now 19. 56-29 is the final. Lots of celebrations between Embry, booty hugging at center court. Now the entire team with Littrell and Embry hugging. Booty and Tipton hugging as the Brashear Lady Tigers. One heck of a season. And they are definitely heading into the right direction under head coach Chris Pruitt. They will finish the year 18-5 as the Lady Gophers, Mary Watt, hoist the district championship plaque. Take a break on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
Side Restrictors has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler are proud to support the Gopher Teams. They take pride in growing the Green City community, which has added a new law firm, a community museum with a new 36-foot by 16-foot cattle mural by local artist Joyce Ayers, which will be going up in 2019 to complement the arts incubator where local artists display their works, a bakery for tasty treats, and a sewing machine repair shop. With a good mayor and city council, Green City is a good place to live and invest.
Nemer Telecom is building better broadband because they understand the need for internet technology today and in the future. Internet needs will only increase over time, and Nemer Telecom is prepared. When demand outgrows satellite and wireless internet supplies, Nemer Telecom is ready. How's 100 meg sound? That's their fastest speed now. Plus, their customers get unlimited data, a secure network, and bandwidth to stream video on many devices at the same time. Visit their website, www.nemer.net, and sign up today.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That would be Niemer Telecom Internet Service Provider, Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marsha Fowler Simmons of Green City, Rushmeyer Funeral Home in Browning, Milan, and Green City, Sheraton Valley keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, and Seidenstricker's, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. 56-29, Green City Lady Gophers are heading to their third consecutive sectional appearance. They'll take on either Tina Avalon or Hale. They will not know their opponent until tomorrow night, as that's when the district championship for those two will take place. Taking a look at some of your final numbers. Brooke Littrell finished with exactly 30 points tonight for the Lady Gophers. Mary Watt with 13. Tanner Tipton with a free throw. Gracie Gordon with a 2. Haley Schoonover with a 2 very late in the game. And Delaney Embry with 7 for the final 56 points. They improved to 21-4 on the year. And they have a regular season matchup against Navajo tomorrow because of all of the snow that has transpired. So they have that coming up tomorrow before their sectional matchup. A little bit of a bizarre twist, to say the least. But they look to try and finish out in the Tri-County Conference with a potential championship. For sure, Lady Tigers will finish the year 18-5. Leading the way was Alexa Higgins with 13, Anna Grissom with 7, Emily Mason with 2, as well as Tana Garlock and Kenley White with a total of 2. We will try and track down Chris Pruitt and Cody Moore, the Brashear and Green City coaches, here in just a moment on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Seidenstrickers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Mizzou Mac offers you the best of both worlds. Mizzou Mac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mizzou Mac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mizzou Mac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We're back here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. Green City Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here after a 56-29 victory and getting a third consecutive district championship. How does that sound?
That's awesome. It's a lot of fun playing these big games. A lot of fun when the girls show up and do what we've done the last couple of years. So I'm proud of the way they fought tonight. It's an overall good night for us.
You knew Brooke Littrell was going to show up in a game like this. What else did you like about tonight's performance?
I thought overall, I mean, defensively they did some things there in the second half that frustrated us a little bit. But overall, I mean, we give up 29 points in a district championship game. I think that speaks volumes to our defense. And I mean, we do score the basketball pretty well, but defense is what's carried us all year long, and it showed in a big game again tonight. So the thing I'm most proud about is just the way our defense really stepped up. We even got in a little bit of foul trouble, but girls came off the bench and did what they needed to do and took care of business.
Especially, I thought the inside was really strong, and that's a testament to some of the players like Gracie Gordon. We saw Tanner Tipton down there, and also Mary Watt. It seems like that's really no surprise. What gets them motivated every time they go down trying to shut down people to minus 30 points?
I think one of the that's been something I've preached the last, this is my sixth year now. You know, we've tried to have a good defensive program all those years, and it's kind of paying off now. I've got a group of girls now that really enjoy the defensive end of the floor, and that's something that's kind of hard to see a lot of times in high school basketball, is kids actually enjoying the defensive end of the floor, but my kids actually have fun with it, and that gets us going. You know, we get fired up on defense and have a lot of fun on it, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why we've had some success.
Again, Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here after a 56-29 win over Brashear on Press and Central, moinfo.com. All right, let's talk a little bit about Mary White. I know she got a little bit of foul trouble there in that first half, and you had to sit her down. But when she got back into the second half, it seemed like she was drawing a lot of contact, managed to get to the bucket. What was really working for her, especially on the offensive side, getting to the rim?
We got Mary in a position to be successful inside, and she was catching the ball and doing some work inside. She's our senior, our lone senior. So in a game like this, obviously everybody in the state knows that Brooke Littrell's our leading scorer, and anybody we play is going to know that. But Mary Watt stepped up tonight being our lone senior and just did an excellent job. And they kind of did some things to frustrate Brooke a little bit, and she still had 31. But Mary inside was just a key presence to us there in the second half. Whenever we finally executed what we were trying to get done, we had a lot of success with it.
All right, so a little bit of a bizarre twist for you guys. You have a regular season game tomorrow against Navajo before your sectional game. So do you treat it just like a regular season game as is, or do you try and rest up players and get ready for a sectional? How do you approach that? That's a little bizarre.
Yeah, this has been a crazy winter for everybody, I think, in this part of the state anyway. So tomorrow we're going to treat it. It's a conference game. Obviously, we have them first round of district, so we know what they are and who they are. So it's a conference game for our conference standings. We're still trying to win conference. For Shears, 7-1 in conference. If we have a loss, we're going to tie with them, and we don't like to share very well. So we're going to come out, and we're going to come out and play to win it. So if we can get our girls some rest, we're going to do that, absolutely. But we still got to play to win the ball game. So.
All right. And then who's the other opponent you got to face? Is it Buckland-Mickey County? Is that right?
Bevere.
Bevere.
We don't know where we're going to schedule that one yet.
Not sure yet. All right. So with that said, you'll have that regular season game against Navajo, and I know you'll be scouting that Tina Avalon Hale game tomorrow. Do you know much about either of them?
I don't know a whole lot about either one of them yet. I got quite a few contacts. I think I can get some pretty good information on them from. So I've been doing my homework and trying to find out where I can get some information on either one of them. So I think I've got some pretty good contacts to get some, and I'll be at the game tomorrow to scout for myself, obviously. But yeah, so I think we're going to be okay. But we do have a little bit of work. I get some videos sent to us and different things like that. But I'm pretty confident that I've got some sources that are going to give me that information. So.
Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here on the Superstation. Congrats on 3 straight district titles. We'll see you in Chillicothe Tuesday night.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Lady Gopher coach Cody Moore joining us here on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com. We'll take one final break, and we'll see if we can try and track down Brashear coach Chris Brewer on 104.7.
The loss of a loved one is often a devastating experience for a family. You can relieve some of the stress that a family experiences by stopping by Rushmeyer Funeral Home with chapels in Green City, Milan, and Browning, and let the Rushmeyer family know what your wishes are. They provide a place to cry, to laugh, and most importantly, the opportunity to begin the healing process that follows the loss of a loved one. Whether it's a traditional or unique service, Rushmeyer Funeral Home will guide you through the process. You can trust the Rushmeyer family to serve your family.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Glenn Simmons and Dr. Marcia Fowler are proud to support the Gopher Teams. They take pride in growing the Green City community, which has added a new law firm, a community museum with a new 36-foot by 16-foot cattle mural by local artist Joyce Ayers, which will be going up in 2019 to complement the arts incubator where local artists display their works, a bakery for tasty treats, and a sewing machine repair shop. With a good mayor and city council, Green City is a good place to live and invest.
Wrapping things up here on KRES Moberly and online at centralmoinfo.com as we're just before 9 o'clock here at Lynn County High School, wrapping up our District 12 Class 1 coverage. And it is the Green City Lady Gophers advancing into the sectionals with a 56-29 win against the Brashear Lady Tigers. And Chris Pruitt joining us here, the Lady Tiger coach. Just one of those byproducts where you run into a very hot player in Brooke Littrell, and then also, I don't know. Take me through it.
She's hot, and she's a very good player, and you know, all the work that she's put in has got it to this point, so congrats to her. But it was had a game plan going in, didn't work, tried to change things up, had a little recipe of success in the second half, got it within eight, and they had other people score, and we were willing to let that happen. You know, we focused on Brooke, we focused on Delaney, and we said if somebody else drops 20, then somebody else drops 20, and they found a way to get somebody else the ball and score, and that was really hard for us.
And what was that adjustment there in that second half? Because you started out there on an 11-2 run in the third quarter.
Yeah, we went triangle and two on Brooke, and I put two girls on Brooke. and then I had the top girl kind of worry about Delaney, and then the bottom two were trying to protect the basket the best they could. I gave him fits for a little bit, you know, junk stuff. You never know what's going to happen. So we tried it. It worked, and then they figured out how to take it out, and that's where we're at.
Well, the good news is, you don't have any seniors graduating.
That's
which
right.
which is definitely a good thing. Just take our listeners through just where this program was just two or three years ago. I mentioned on the broadcast, you guys have gone from 3 years ago is 3 wins, 2 years ago, 5 wins, now to 19. Now you'll finish with 18 this year. What's been the motivating factor for this junior class specifically that have gotten the Brashear Lady Tigers to this point?
They work hard and they stay together. You know, that's a big thing for this class to have so many athletic people that are so involved in all their sports in the school and do, you know, basically everything with a small school. They want to bring back that Brashear pride. And, you know, I told them today, I'm like, this team has single-handedly revamped this school. I mean, we have been irrelevant for the longest time in most sports. And the fact that we come out here and we had a packed house and it was so exciting to play in was a product of their hard work and a product of them wanting to get better. So, you know, it's been a fun 3 years. I'm just excited that, again, we don't have any seniors and we get to go work harder and try and get back here next year.
Now, I know it's really early and you'll have a lot of time to think about it. I know it's probably tough right now, but with that said, what's going to be the next step for this Brashear team in order to get over that district championship hump?
Find a way to handle man-to-man pressure. You know, and it's weird because you play in this game that we play, Class 1 girls, I'm going to tell you, we probably see 90% zone defense.
Yeah.
And then you come across this team that can match you up very well, and they do a very good job of it, and we can't handle it. It didn't help that I'm glad the place was packed, but it didn't help that the fact that we can't communicate to our players.
It
was very loud.
It was loud.
This is a new moment for us, so hopefully we learn from that, handle the big games. And, you know, I was talking to him in the locker room, and I said, we've progressed so much. This is so new to us. I mean, 2 years ago, we weren't competing for anything worth anything. Last year, we were in a bunch of third-place games, and this year, we played for two championships and, you know, got a little taste of what that's like, and hopefully we can handle the moment a little bit better if we make it back or lucky to make it back.
Chris Pruitt, Brashear Lady Tiger coach, joining us here on the Superstation. Coach, really appreciate your time all these years talking to us during tip-off, and I'm glad we got to do a Brashear game. It was fun.
It is fun, and I appreciate you guys for coming out, and hopefully I'll see you down the road.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck during the offseason. That is Chris Pruitt, one of the better guys in the Big K listing area, joining us here on the Superstation. They're not going to be going anywhere. Everyone's returning. So we'll talk next year. Sound good?
We're ready for you.
All right.
Thanks,
sounds
Scott.
Good. Chris Pruitt joining us here on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. And that's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight from Lynn County High School. Again, congratulations to Lynn County Mustangs and the Green City Lady Gophers, both of them advance into the Class 1 sectionals. They'll be at Chillicothe High School coming your way next Tuesday. We'll have those games on our regional radio airways. start times and the station to be determined. So for Stuart Cox, spinning the dials as always and doing a fabulous job at the Morelli Motorsports Desk. By the way, you can hear Stu Cox tomorrow with Eric Duick in the Centralia District Championships. So for him, I'm Scott Lunte. Good night from Linn County. Don't turn that dial at the final edition of Overtime with the Hall of Famer, Brad Boyer, is coming up next on Crest and Central MoInfo.com.
You've just heard another reason why Crest is your All-American sports voice. For the best in sports in any season, dial 1047 All-American Crest.